Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, January 8th. We begin with a possible gas explosion at a hotel in downtown Fort Worth, Texas, that injured at least 21 people, according to the city's fire department. The hotel is located near both City Hall and the city's convention center. 26 rooms of the hotel were occupied at the time of the blast, and the fire department says there were no deaths. A federal law enforcement source told CNN there is currently no indication that the incident is criminal in nature. Investigators say they're working to determine the cause of the blast. The White House says President Joe Biden has no plans to fire Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin after he failed to disclose his hospitalization for several days. Today, the Pentagon revealed it did not tell the White House about Austin's elective medical procedure at Walter Reed on December 22nd. The procedure led to complications that left Austin in severe pain and subsequently transferred to the hospital January 1st. Here's National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One.
We'll take a look at process and procedure here try to learn from this experience.
Kirby says if there are changes required following that review, the White House would implement them. In a statement Saturday, Austin said he, quote, could have done a better job informing the public. Roger Wicker, the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, demanded an immediate hearing on the matter.
If there's a distinct pattern of ignoring the statutory requirement and leaving out an entire branch of the federal government, Democrat and Republican, I view it as a serious matter.
The American Red Cross is sounding the alarm, warning that the U.S. is facing an emergency blood shortage. The nonprofit said over the weekend that the number of people donating blood is at its lowest level in the last 20 years. And there's worry that the shortage could get worse. Severe winter weather and seasonal illnesses could mean more people canceling their donations, leading to less blood available and possibly delaying medical procedures. Data from the organization America's Blood Centers showed that as of today, at least 17 community blood centers have a one-day supply of blood, or less. Pope Francis spoke out against surrogate pregnancies today, calling the practice, quote, deplorable. The Pope called on the international community to ban surrogacy, saying it exploited, quote, the mother's material needs. The Catholic Church has long opposed surrogacy and in vitro fertilization, arguing that the practices depersonalize conception, in addition to disposing of some embryos. Surrogacy is illegal in several countries and restricted in others. In the U.S., surrogacy laws vary from state to state. America's first lunar landing mission in decades may not make it to the moon. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, welcome back. One American company launched a lunar lander this morning, the first one to launch from the U.S. in 50 years. But just hours into its journey, the Peregrine ran into a major issue. The company said a likely propulsion issue meant the lander wasn't facing the sun and couldn't charge its batteries. The team behind Peregrine was able to reorient it. But now it's not clear whether Peregrine will be able to land on the surface of the moon, like it was expected to do later next month. That's a wrap. Join us again at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.